Charm's blog, Wednesday, February 23rd, 2005.
Commuting to work ain't what it used to be. Join Charm on www.charamareri.com, the blog and commute cast.
Hey everybody, it's me again, and I decided to try something a little bit different this morning. I tend to try a lot of things different every day, but yeah, it's a new show, so why not? Why not try something new every day? Ooh, look at all the cars. Well, what I ended up doing is I'm trying to save time because I end up spending the first 10 minutes when I get into work, you know, getting these shows online. And luckily, my supervisor, I guess you would call her, hasn't been in the last couple of days. Not that I think she would care at all what I was doing. She might actually think it was kind of cool, but it's just the fact that I'm spending way too much time in there, you know, doing that in the mornings when I could be sitting there and getting my, getting actual work done. No, lady, I gotta go first. So, what I ended up doing today was I took my laptop in my car. It's actually sitting here in the passenger seat, and I have the Griffin iMic little USB adapter plugged into it, and the lapel mic plugged into the iMic. So, you should be getting full digital audio recording. I'm actually still using Audacity. I'm using it right in the car. Yeah, I mean, yeah, my lapel mic isn't some fancy. I mean, it was only, what, $14.99 that I paid for this, so you're not going to get some tremendous sound quality out of this. But you will be getting, for the first time ever, besides when I've done recordings from home on my USB headset, you'll be getting stereo sound quality coming from my car, because this is a stereo lapel mic. And when I recorded on the iPod in the past using the Griffin iTalk, it's come through and recorded in mono sound, so you lost that, you know, the whole left and right channel, and it was just limited down to one. So, it should sound a little bit different. Hopefully you won't be able to pick up much more in the car than what you're used to picking up. But that's why I'm hoping the Griffin iTalk will help, you know, filter out some of that extra noise and stuff. So I'm going to leave this in the car. I'm actually just going to leave the Griffin iMic in the car because I never use it inside the house because I always have my USB headset. That I use whenever I need to use Skype or anything like that. I originally bought the iMic thinking I was going to use it at home more. I guess it would be better if I had some external speakers at home. Maybe someday down the line I'll buy like a 5.1 speaker setup, but then I'd probably want something like the Sound Blaster for my computer to make the sound quality better, because what I do, like, my desk is all, like, all my cables and stuff are in the back of the desk, so you don't see anything. I just have like a 4-port USB hub that sits in the back, and that's connected to my DVD burner, my what else do I have hooked up, my digital camera dock, and there's a third thing that's plugged in there too. I can't think of it for some reason. Not my iPod. My iPod I normally plug in directly. Well, there's a third something connected back there. I just can't. Oh, my wireless or cordless mouse is plugged into that too, so when I get home I don't have to, like, you know, laptop only has two USB ports, so I don't have cables all over the place. It's just a single USB cable that I plug in, sort of just docks my notebook there. So I thought we were coming to a stop. I wanted to flip open my laptop. I have it shut on the seat next to me. I just want to make sure I'm actually still recording so I don't talk to myself for the next 15-20 minutes and then get to the office and find out, oops, it locked up or it wasn't recording. So that's a problem. At least when I had the iPod here for doing my recordings, I could see it right in front of me. I knew how many minutes into the show I was and so on. I think I might do what I did yesterday and cut through the shopping center. Oh, if I can get up there. Nope. Not gonna happen today. That's okay. I'll wait. Wait for the light. I'd be doing that anyways. Oh. Yeah, let me open my laptop up. Oh, good. And it looks like we're still actually recording. And it doesn't look like it's picking up. Because the cool thing about Audacity, when you're recording, it shows you the sound waves and everything. So it doesn't look like we're picking up any background noise at all when I'm not talking, which is really, really cool. But then again, I'm stopped right now, so I can't exactly go backwards. Unable to connect to preferred wireless network. Yeah, I would think so, since I'm driving around. Oh, that'd be kind of cool to see if I could pick up anyone else's internet. Just shut the Wi-Fi off. That way I don't drain battery on the laptop. Let me see what else I can do on here. Bam. There we go. Still recording. Nice and sweet. Good, good, good. So I really didn't make show notes up again today, unfortunately. And you know what? You know what I finally realized? I don't think Adam Curry is going to put me on his show. Because he must get so much more interesting stuff. I think your promo has to be talking about him in order for it to go on the show. So I'm like, oh, well, there goes those ambitions for getting my show promoted on the Daily Source Code. And Matthew Bischoff hasn't had a podcast since, like, early last week. So I don't know. You know, I was hoping to get some of their help. Come on, buddy. Go. So I was hoping to get their help a little bit, you know, that way I could, you know, help spread the word and get more listeners. But if, I mean, they've got their own agendas and stuff anyway, so I can't wait for them to do that. But I checked the Feedburner stats yesterday, and there's like 44 some people that subscribe regularly to the show, which is amazing because I only had about 20 or so for the past 2 weeks that I've been recording, and then suddenly it doubled to 40, which is really, really cool. So I'm glad that there's that many people that are that bored with their daily lives that they come on here to listen to me. So, yeah, and I realized yesterday I might have made some comments about how much I hate Hondas, and then I was thinking back to myself about how many Hondas I see on a daily basis driving around, and I was like, oh my god, I could have just totally lost my entire my entire user base of people who listen to my show. I should rephrase that. What I hate is the kids who take and buy their $3,000 used beat up Honda Civics and they slap mufflers on them, bong mufflers, and huge godly stickers all over the car, and they take spray paint cans and decide to paint the car 50,000 different colors, and they make themselves spoilers out of, I don't know what they use, duct tape, and their unpainted body kits, and they make this car look into the worst thing ever, a joke and a ripoff of something they've seen in the movies, and then they drive around thinking that they're the shit, and that they're fast, and that they're the best, and everyone should bow down to them, and that's what I hate. And no, people do that with more cars than just the Honda Civic. The Honda Civics just tends to be known for people doing that the most. So I had a reader email me yesterday who drives an Accord and was saying, you know, what's so bad about an Accord? There's nothing bad about it. It's just the Honda reputation that they've gotten from, I guess, the import scene for people ruining these cars. I mean, it's so bad that that import magazines rarely want to do a feature article on anything made by Honda, because there's too many, I mean, other than the S2000, which I guess is an exception, but they rarely want to do any feature articles about Honda vehicles, because there's so many out there, and it's like, oh, give us something new and different for once, please. So, enough on that. I talk about cars way too much on the show. So what's up ahead of me today? I've got a class today at 10:30, English again, and we're doing some retarded group presentations on this poem that we had to read and analyze, and it's like there's three of us in a group, and we're supposed to email back and forth and to collaborate and get something ready that we can present in class. And when do I get an email from, oh, first of all, only one of the other group members actually does any work towards us besides me. And when do I get an email from him? Or no, I get an IM from him at like 11:45 at night last night. I'm like, oh my god, people, don't you know that I go into bed by 9 o'clock? Now, I was in bed probably at like 9:45, 50-ish, I think, because I had a shitload of homework yesterday, and then I still wanted to get my half hour on the treadmill in, so I did a lot more calories yesterday than what I normally do, like 260-something. Of course, then my mom and Sarah go to me the other day, they're like, yeah, well, you're not going to lose weight from going on the treadmill. You're just building muscle, which is the same damn thing that everyone wants to sit here and tell me, especially Marla. I don't believe it. I don't see any muscle, and I don't see any weight being lost. So I think the only thing I'm gaining off of doing my running on the treadmill is I'm tiring myself out. Yeah. So that's my conclusion on that. I don't know. Maybe I keep telling myself, okay, we'll cut back on the Mountain Dews. Instead of 4 cans, we'll go down to 3. But then I always end up drinking 5 cans. So it never seems to work. I can't sit there and tell myself that I'm going to be able to cut down on my bad habits, because then I just seem to make them worse. But, yeah, so, how did I go from talking about school to treadmill? I don't know. Oh, because the idiot emailed me that late at night. Yeah, so I'm like, whatever. He wrote something up, and he tries to take credit for it, and I'm like, idiot, I just emailed you links to these websites, and you copy-pasted the analysis of the poem off the website, and then you wrote paragraphs out of it so we could present to class, and you're just like, oh, here's my contribution. Bullshit. I was the one who found those links to those websites. Don't start stealing credit for that crap. I hope we don't do peer evaluations, because everyone's always a dick about that. I know I am. If you don't do work... You better believe that I'm not going to be nice and sit there and be like, oh yes, our group worked efficiently together to produce this wonderful project. No, hell no. I'm going to be like, this jackass, he didn't do damn shit on this project. Okay, enough cussing. But, yeah, so, this, I think the third person in the group is some random girl. I would have thought that she was the, maybe it's me being stereotypical again, but I would have thought usually the girls are the ones being all organized and trying to get everything done, but she did jack shit. In fact, she did one thing. She was the one who wrote down everyone's email address, and she sent us an email that day after class, and so that way we had everyone's email address listed. That's all she did. She didn't do anything else. She didn't contribute nothing. So, as far as I'm concerned, if I had to rate her contributions from 0 to 10, she'd get a 0, too. Yeah. So after that class, I have a break. I think I'll just stay around on campus. I have nothing else to do for that hour. My mom's like, you want to come back into the office and eat lunch? And it's like, I don't know. I think I'll just stay at work. Or stay at school. Same thing. They both suck. So... yeah, and then after that, I'll have sociology in the afternoon. I wonder if we'll get our exams back that I took on Monday. I don't think they could have possibly graded in that quickly. I'm not sure. Because it was like, majority of it was an essay. I mean, yeah, there were 20 multiple choice questions that were on a Scantron. I guess she could have easily ran those through. But if she seriously, I mean, we have, 80 people in the class? She teaches two sections. If she's seriously going to grade our papers effectively, then... how is she going to get that all done in, 2 days? So, I'm hoping we don't get them back today, just because I don't want to know what I got. I hate getting papers back. But, I think I'll go straight through this light. I don't think I'll make a left yet, yeah. Oh, on my traffic light that's normally empty, the intersection that's normally empty and I can breeze straight on through, it wasn't this morning. But the light just went green. But I'm still, the 15th car in the line. McDonald's. See, that's the other thing. I eat way too much fast food, so I'm trying to cut down. Zero McDonald's. McDonald's is the enemy, everybody. Seriously. So. Yeah, so that's school. And then in the afternoon, I mean, my last class is 2:45, so I think... oh, there goes my backpack sliding all around the back seat. Or trunk, whatever. Back seat. So, yeah. After that, I'll just come back into the office... and get some work done. I'm working right now. I don't know. I think I've probably talked about my job function in the past, but it's computer related. I'm working for a division for Fairfax County Public Schools, which is a local school system here that is in charge of managing this application that uses global information. I'm trying to be all smart and tell you what GIS stands for, but I honestly forget right now. I can't think of it for the better of me. It's Global Information Systems or something like that. It uses GIS databases to help planners and security officers, maintain and look up information regarding county facilities and so on. Basically, it's this program that anybody in the county who has authorized access to it can get to on the internet. They punch in the web address and they pull it up, and it shows a map of the county. Just a regular map, like what you would find, in a street atlas, or not that detailed, but just a regular map outlining the different portions of the county, the different clusters, they call them. And you zoom in on a particular cluster, and you'll see another map. And on this map, it will actually pinpoint to you where all the schools are and all the county facilities. I mean, obviously, the county just isn't in charge of the schools. They're in charge of all the facilities. administrative offices, training centers, school bus locations, stuff like that. So if you zoom in a little bit further, then you lose the map view and you get into aerial photography, which comes from also from the GIS database. These are like updated aerial satellite photography that, I guess aerial and satellite are two different things. I don't know what they would be. I believe you would call them aerial photography because they are, you can zoom in pretty damn close on these buildings. But you start getting into this aerial photography, and then what you can do is, this lady in the Suburban right next to me is like looking at me like I'm some sort of idiot because I don't think she can see that, that I have my microphone clipped on. So I'm just going to continue talking to myself and act like, oh, never mind, that wasn't a lady. It's like some guy sitting there staring out of his pickup truck. Ugh, I'm so bad this morning. Anyways, so, and yeah, if you zoom in far enough, it's really cool because then you'll actually get the individual floor plans for each building if you zoom in far enough. And these are like CAD drawings, so it incorporates a lot of different programs. So you zoom in far enough, you get the floor plans for these buildings. And then if you zoom in close enough, like click on a particular classroom or click on a hallway or an auditorium, you can either pull up, depends on what school it is and depends on also your authorization level. I mean, obviously they're not going to give anyone, no one has access to this. This isn't publicly available. But if you're a security officer, I mean, you pretty much have all of the functions and access into this program. So you can actually access live webcams, security cameras in these buildings, and you can even access recorded 360 imaging. You know, when you do those virtual tours of hotels and you can, you know, swirl around the room and stuff and look at all the look at every angle and stuff like that and zoom in and out and move left and right and stuff, you can do that. In most of the schools, they've done 360 degree imaging, which is really cool. Ah, Liz is here. Damn it. Never mind. So, I'm just pulling into the office now. I should probably head on in, but yeah, I thought I would share. So, anyways, this program that we work on at work, I'm one of the people who maintains the databases that it uses and things like that, so. But I'll talk about that more some other time. See, I managed to ramble on. I don't have a clock in front of me, so I can't tell you how long I've been rambling to everybody. Before I look for a parking spot before I get off, they're calling for snow tomorrow. What the hell? We've gone from 60 degree days and then they're calling for snow? This is ridiculous. I'm not gonna, ugh. So I might, if it gets snow tomorrow, I promise you I'll podcast, I'll do it from home. I'm so looking, I actually, you know, as much as I would hate snow tomorrow, I'm actually kind of looking forward to it, because that would mean a day off from work and a day off from school, even though I only have one class. I mean, a day off from math, psh, who can beat that? Seriously. Well, anyways, everybody, have a good day. It's Wednesday. We've made it halfway through the week. Well, not quite. You can say that by tonight, that we made it halfway. But just two more days to go till the weekend. And so have a good day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. Gotta find the stop button. There it is.
You've just listened to Sharam's blog and commutecast from www.sharamamiri.com. Subscribe to the show today by visiting the website for details.